studio. One of my favorite people. He's been kind enough. The guy's helped more people than I know. And we're going to talk a little boxing. Please welcome Joe Rogan.
Oh, hi.
Joe Rogan.
Hi.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks for coming to the Belly of the Beast.
My pleasure.
You're not only, obviously, everybody knows you as the MMA guy at the UFC, the color commentary guy, but you also love boxing.
I do enjoy boxing a lot. I'm not, like, necessarily an expert, you know? Like, I can't, my opinions always have to be with an asterisk.
Was it weird that people felt you had to be in one or the other camps when you could just enjoy combat sports?
Yeah, it makes sense. Because boxing was threatened, and I was part of the problem. Because they sicked me on that Joe DiBella guy.
Yeah, that older guy.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He talked so much shit about MMA. And it was just so ridiculous.
But I love
Lou
both.
DiBella, right? Yeah. Lou DiBella.
I can't remember. I just know an older guy with gray hair.
Lou DiBella.
If I met that guy in real life, that would have never happened. That was instigated by like doing this thing on ESPN, and he started calling it human cockfighting. Like when people start talking like that, I just get upset. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm a fan of boxing. Like, you don't have to do this. Like, we could all coexist. And I think now everybody's calmed down. Now they realize.
Well,
like,
I mean,
I believe so. I think that MMA through UFC's work in the last 20 years, it's a legitimized sport now. And I do believe in the first 4, 5, 6 years, you know, you got a guy wearing one glove and you got, you know, heavyweights fighting little
throwing nuts.
I think that it did have that, you know, stigma to it.
Yeah,
but I do believe now it is a legitimized sport.
And, well, I mean, you had Rosie O'Donnell's brother compared to gay porn, which is hilarious because the guy's a gay guy and he's obviously watching a lot of porn. So
probably right. For him, it's gay.
Yeah, for him, it's great.
For him, everything's gay. Tommy Buns.
Oh, shit. Tom Segura's up in
come
this
come on in, dude. Come on in. Sit down.
So, joining Tom Segura, Don Barris here.
I feel like Don is like a comedy store treasure that unless you're here all the time, you don't realize the
unfortunately, you might be right.
He's also one of the last guys to wear one of those hologram wristbands.
Yeah, I'm one of the
hanging in there.
And one of the last.
He's hanging in there.
Believe in yourself, dude. I mean, like, you never watch him do the late night Barris Kenny Overdrive.
No, that's one of the things.
Windy City Heat, dude.
Yeah, Windy City Heat, one of the greatest movies ever made.
We're trying to do something else with it. In the end of June, we're having a big 3-day weekend or 4-day weekend here at the Comedy Store and all around with all that going on.
Let me know with a day so I could steer clear.
I'm okay. Gonna be there. I'm going to be there.
Forcibly hugged me in the parking lot before. I'm like, yeah,
wait,
we're good.
Luckily, Joe's going on tour, so you're good, brother.
Yeah, I gotta scoot.
You ask what I'm doing?
Yeah. What's your
favorite
thing?
Well, once in a while, I've been trying to get something else going. They're just very, very complex.
Okay.
And one of the things to keep the fans interested is we have these 4-day weekends here, and they come from all over the world, actually.
The world.
Yeah. And so we're doing one at the end of June, so that'll be good. And I know this. We stay away from Joe Rogan the entire time.
Nobody's just keep that Perry, dude. You can come around me anytime you want.
Okay, thank you. Oh, he'll stay the hell away.
You and I have been friends for many
a
moon.
By the way, can I say something that I saw tonight?
Yes.
Maybe one of the coolest things. Are you guys fans of U2 at all?
Yes.
Sure.
Are you? They were on Jimmy. Aren't you? Do you hate them?
I don't hate them.
Do you understand that why people might like them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course. People have shitty taste.
Tonight.
There you go. What'd they do?
They were on Kimmel tonight.
Boner in the Curb?
Boner in the Curb.
What are their names?
Bono, bro. And the Edge.
Who is this, Tom Segura?
Boner in the Curb?
Negative. Ned, that's your new name.
What happened?
They played on Kimmel tonight, and they did one of these things that they came out. And first of all, there's 200 seats in Kimmel's studio. So you're that close to seeing this band, the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
And they did, because they're promoting the Joshua Tree. And so they did.
Which is they're going on tour only doing that album.
Well, they're doing more than that, but they're doing that entire album. And they came tonight, and I thought, what are they going to do? And how are they going to make this special? They did, still haven't found what we're looking for, but they had all these choir singers in the audience. So it looked like the audience got up and started singing.
Oh,
and
wow.
It really was pretty badass.
That sounds awesome.
Wow.
Oh. I bet you even Segura would like that. You like seeing black people sing, don't you?
I do, actually. Well, I hired a black choir to sing at my wedding.
Oh, did you?
And they were terrible.
Why?
Yeah. We just assumed they'd be good.
I hired the same one at my funeral, so yeah, they're performing in 2 weeks. So,
how did you find the one black, the bad black choir?
We couldn't believe it. We're like, this is supposed to be on.
Why were they?
Hi! We're like, no way.
Where'd you find them?
In the Bahamas.
Well, oh, you just pulled them out of like a directory?
Did you go Yellow Pages?
And we got married down. Well, no, it's like you just ask the guy, like, oh, we want a choir. And they're like, it's like an extra $100. And you're like,
my cousin's
okay.
a choir.
And then, maybe because you paid $100. Just went out and spent 20 and pocketed 80.
Exactly,
like, you sing.
They're like, look, well, you got to give us gas money. You got it. Gas money. $20. Gonna make a special night even more specialer.
What song did they butcher that you were like, who butchers this?
Dude, I had one point, I turned back because we're at, obviously in the front.
Yeah.
And I see one of my cousins laughing so hard, shaking in a single tear.
Yeah.
As he's looking at them, looking at me, and then looking at them. His whole body shaking because it just cracked pitches, cracked voices. It was terrible. But it made it like hilarious.
That is awesome.
At your wedding, did they play any U2?
They did. Yeah, the whole.
Is that why you hate them? Because of bad choir?
All of Joshua Tree.
They fight.
I know you probably talked about this to the death.
Yes.
But McGregor, Mayweather.
Mayweather. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's gonna win that? Is it because Mayweather's the boxer? He's gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Well, Mayweather, it's a boxing match. If Mayweather and McGregor were fighting in MMA, it wouldn't even be a fight. It
would
be a slaughter.
Yeah, wouldn't you agree that, like, Conor lasts longer? Guys, thanks for tuning in to the Punch Drunk Patreon podcast, guys. What we're looking for is a little help in building our network. Go to the Patreon page. For $5 a month, you get 4 exclusive podcasts with people like Joe Rogan, Tom Segura, Bert Kreischer. And if we get up to 500 subscribers at $5 a pop, I will fight Ari Shaffir. We will throw down. We're going to do it at Jason Ellis Mania. Guys, help out. Help us build a network. We're not using this money for us. We're using it to build an empire that you can be a part of. Thanks for tuning in and help support the Patreon, the Punch Drunk Secret Podcast. Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports, where winners win.